I like our locker room. I think we've got a bunch of hardworking guys in there, competitive guys. We work very hard at practice. I know everybody does. I'm not saying we have the market cornered on hard work. I'm just saying that we demand a lot of these guys. They put the time in. They compete. They've done everything we've asked them to do. These 53, these 63 guys, you know, we've added a couple guys over the last couple days. But primarily the 53 to 60 guys that have been here, they've really worked hard. And I do like the chemistry of the locker room. But it's kind of like the answer I just gave over here. Eventually, you got to do it on the field. Until you do it on the field and win consistently, then it is what it is. But I do like where our team is right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans for week one of an entire season, Rick Smith. Thanks for being back, not only today, but this season.
Well, you're welcome. I'm looking forward to the show.
Well, me too. We've got a lot to get to in this one. Of course, a very busy week for you. Not that they all aren't busy. But, boy, a lot of cuts. We were able to kind of follow along and watch it on Hard Knocks. But just take us through what this time has been like for you in this organization.
Well, the goal of training camp is to find the best 53 men that we feel like are going to give us the best chance to win and prepare those 53 men for the season. And I thought Bill did a great job and the coaching staff did a great job of preparing the football team. And you're right, there were some difficult decisions to make, but that's the goal of a personnel department, too, is to make the roster as competitive as possible so that we have those difficult decisions to make at the end of the day.
How much, based on what we saw on Hard Knocks, was it, I mean, I'm assuming there's so much more that goes into it, like you said, so much more personnel. All we see is you and OB with a golf club going, yeah, we'll go with him. And I know it's not like that, but can you kind of take us through that process a little bit?
It's obviously much more involved. That was a TV show. And so, I think they had cast characters in a certain light. And so there were parts of conversations that were broadcast that were, 10-minute conversations that you get 15 seconds of a shot. So, the bottom line is we have a collaborative effort here. We've got a bunch of good people working and putting in a lot of good work to make sure that we have good processes in place and that we give ourselves a chance, to make the right decisions when it comes to, player personnel decisions. And so, it's always difficult because in some respects you're telling a guy that his dream's not going to be realized. But, on the flip side, you've got other guys that are very, very excited. I think they profiled, Christian Covington and how excited that he was. And he's an example of a guy who did a great job and earned the right to be on the football team. So you've got the negative stories along with the positive stories. But again, the bottom line is who are the best 53 men that will be reflective on this roster to give us the best chance to win, and we feel like we made those decisions.
Well, and because it is so difficult, I would assume that's a good problem to have, not to be too cliche, but a lot of, you said even in one of the episodes, this never would have happened. He would have made this last year or whatever. But when you've got that much competition, it's got to make you feel pretty good going into the season with the level of talent that you have.
Well, it does. And, I mean, you need talent to win in this league. And you need talent. You need good coaching. I think we've got both. I think we've got a chance to be a good football team. We'll see how that translates onto actual game situations here this weekend. We've got a really tough opponent coming in, the Kansas City Chiefs. They played extremely well in the preseason. They're a very talented team, well-coached team with Andy Reid. And so we've got a big task ahead of us. But I like the preparation from training camp up until now. And I think our guys are ready to play.
Much of training camp focused on, of course, the quarterback competition. Can you give us your perspective on how it played out, how OB handled it, how you guys handled it together as a staff, and the end result?
Well, I think we made the right decision. I think Brian Hoyer showed that he is a guy that's ready to lead this football team. It's been well documented on Hard Knocks and through the media over the course of the last few weeks. Everybody in this building is on the same page with respect to the decision. I think the players understand it. I think Brian has taken the role, and I think he played well, throughout the entire course of the summer and the OTAs. Ryan did a nice job of competing as well. So I think we've got two quality quarterbacks that are back in the room, ready to help us win.
And that third quarterback, Tom Savage, going out obviously with the injury. What does that mean for the team, and specifically, how do you handle that injury?
Well, what we did from a roster perspective is we went out and we signed Zach Dicer to the practice squad, who will function in effect as our third quarterback, even though it's on the practice squad. Much of practice really is two quarterbacks. You've got Brian taking most of the reps with the ones, and then Ryan taking most of the reps with the show team. And he will take some reps to prepare to make sure that he's ready. But really, you function a lot of times during the regular season with two quarterbacks. But we did sign Zach Dysart. I was, you know, disappointed for Tom because Tom had a really, really productive offseason, and I thought that he made a significant jump from year one to year two. I see that progress continuing for him. He's got to do it, obviously, in a limited role because he's got to, you know, he'll spend the entire year on injured reserve, but he's in the meetings, he's at practice, he's watching what's going on, he's taking all those mental reps, and so hopefully when he comes back off the injury next year, he'll be that much even further from where he is now.
Now, just because the 53-man roster is established, the cuts have been made, it certainly doesn't stop there for you, and can we expect more moves to be made?
Well, we are constantly, and you know this, we've talked about this for many, many years on this show, we're constantly looking at how to improve this roster, whether that is on the 53-man roster, on the 10-man practice squad, how can we improve what we're doing? And so, you know, Brian Gain and his group on the personnel side are obviously always doing that. I am constantly meeting with Bill almost daily about the roster and about, you know, where we feel like, you know, we may be deficient and how we can improve, even if it's a place where we're not deficient, but if it's an opportunity for us to get better via trade, via acquiring a player who's on waivers or a guy that we work out on Tuesday. So it's a constant evolution in the process that always, I like to look at the roster as a living and a breathing thing. It's a moving entity, and so we're always treating it that way and always trying to improve it.
Well, nobody knows this roster and these players inside and out like you do, but that being said, are you kind of anxious, excited? What is your emotions looking to this game against the Chiefs, where you're going to see them all out there for the first time with Vince mm-hmm. and Jadeveon and JJ. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen a lot of those guys here in the preseason.
Well, I try not to be anxious for anything, okay? So
except to come on this show.
Exactly. But I will tell you that I'm excited. I think the guys have worked extremely hard. And again, you have to, you know, put in the work in order to have a chance to be successful on game day. And whatever that game day is for you, if it's the draft for us in personnel or if it's for a show for you, when you have to be prepared. And I really feel like our guys have worked hard to be prepared. I think this week is obviously important as we move into the specificity of the Kansas City Chiefs and how we need to attack them. And our guys in that process of preparing for this football game, that's going to be important. But what we've done so far, I think it's going to give us a chance to, you know, to have a good football team.
All right, you're in mid-season form already.
Well, I appreciate
specificity.
That.
I can't even say that word. All right, we've got to take another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get a national perspective on this matchup against the Chiefs. Stay with us.